This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 63. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump. What it is out there to all of my teachers in podcast land? What's happening? How are you doing during this wonderful holiday season? We just celebrated Thanksgiving, and at the studio, we are on Thanksgiving break. So, yeah, we got a little break going on, but I definitely wanted to keep the podcast going. You know what I mean? Because when we start back classes, you know how it is. We got to be ready to go, so we want to be charged again. We want fresh moves, fresh ideas. And so that's why we are here doing episode number 63. Welcome. If this is your first time checking out this podcast, my name is Christopher Zondaflex Tyler, a.k.a. Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on their website, which is www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Just go to the blog section and you'll find it right there. And you can also get it on iTunes. And by the way, somebody left an awesome review for me on iTunes, and I just want to say thank you to whoever you are who left. I didn't see your name on there, but thank you so much. And please, if you go on there on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, leave a review. You know, tell me how the podcast is going, and you know, a little bit about how you feel. And so, you can follow me on social media. Twitter is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. So is Snapchat and Instagram, all at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And Facebook page is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. All right, so the title of this episode, episode number 63, is Three Basic / Beginner Hip Hop Moves to Teach to Your Students. Three Basic / Beginner Hip Hop Moves to teach to your students. So, and what I mean, I'm not even saying like your current students. I'm talking about beginner students. And then sometimes, you know how, like we're on a break now. And a lot of times when you come back from a break, you'll have a new student come in, right? And so this whole season, all of your students have been with you. They've been going through the curriculum. They've been going through the moves. And then you, as a teacher, you're thinking about what can I do next? What can I do next? But then when someone new walks in the door and I've never done hip hop before and I want to join the class, what do you do? What are some things that you can teach them that will, like, they won't get caught up on the whole year, but they'll definitely get like that introduction where it's not too threatening, not too crazy. You don't want to run them off. You know what I mean? You want them to have fun. So I put together three moves that will do that. Now, of course, there are tons of moves, you know what I mean, in the vocabulary that you can pull out. But I think these three are easy to do, fun to do. And most of all, it's a lot of times I forget about them. I just assume that all of my kids know it, and you keep going. And then, you know, it's like you say something like, you know, you just throw a move out there, and then you realize if someone's new or if they came in halfway through that they don't know what the move is. So here it is, my three moves that I have. And the first one is the wave, of course. Of course it's going to be the wave. The wave, hey, I believe it is the foundational move for hip hop, and it looks cool and it's fun to do. And it's one of those things where when, like, people who have never done hip hop before, you'll always see, if you say, can you hip hop? I can hip hop. And the first thing you'll see a lot of them do is they do a little wave with their arm, because I think that's associated with hip hop dance. For me, it was the first dance I've ever learned how to do when it comes to hip hop. I was actually playing football. I wanted to be a football player, wanted to be a basketball and baseball player. Very heavy into sports when I was younger. And I'm out on the field, And my man, Eddie Johnson, shout out to Eddie if you're out there listening to this. Eddie Johnson was like, yo, let me show you something, right? So we're sitting there, we at football practice, and this dude does the wave with his arm, with the shoulder pads on and everything. And I'm like, what? What is that? Now, amongst that move, he dropped down and did the centipede, or as some people call it, the worm, as well. And I was like, that was dope. That was dope. And from that moment on, when I seen that wave, my life was changed. I was like, I got to learn how to do that. I have to. So I practice every day. And then when it comes to my music, that was actually the first song that I recorded, which is the wave song on the Zonda Kids Dance 101 album. Knuckles, fist, wrist, elbow, shoulder, chest, shoulder, elbow, wrist, fist, knuckles, out. That's how you do the way. By the way, I just had an awesome workshop down in the Tri-Cities, down in Elizabethton and also Johnson City. Shout out to Watts Dance Studio. My family down there. But we went down there and, you know, it was so many kids. It was great. I posted on my Instagram where we were working on the coffee grinder, and it was packed in there. I mean, juniors and minis was packed. But it was funny because I started going through, I had the wave in one of the dances, and I was like, who does not know how to do the wave? And there were a couple of people there who hadn't, but most of them had been following my songs, using the technique, using it in class. So I was like, all right, so let's just go through it. And I started, I was like, knuckles, fit. And I noticed everybody kept going. So I just let them go. And they finished the whole thing, and they said, that's how you do the wave when you turn the body out. I was like, that y'all, oh, that made me feel so good. I was like, way to stick with the technique. That's what I'm talking about. So number one move is the wave. You don't have to do the 12 part. You can also do the 8 part, right? So it can go, instead of the knuckles fit, it can go right into the wrist, elbow, shoulder, chest, shoulder, elbow, wrist, flat. But that's a great beginner basic move to show your new students if they walk in, right? And for your older students that are there, it's always good to have a refresher of some of those moves because, you know, they're like, yes, I need to go over the wave myself, because it's one of those things where you can always work on it. So that's number one. Number two, the second move, beginner / basic hip hop moves you can teach your new students, is the King Tut. Now, I haven't done this song on the show yet, and so I have a song called the King Tut, and it's on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Moves album, and it goes like this. So it goes, put your hands down and bring it back up. Keep your hands flat when you do the King Tut. Over and over again. And every time we do that at the beginning of class, I'll do it. I'll go around. I'll fix hands, make sure that they're flat, make sure that the thumbs are tucked in, right? So once you do that, you get the intro. Then it's always cool to do like a tutting combination. It doesn't have to be anything hard, intricate, or fast, but just make it where, you know, because I find that kids like to do the tuts normally 1 to 2 counts of 8 because it's kind of like a puzzle. It's kind of like Tetris. It's kind of like solving a problem, like when you do it. You know what I mean? So I'll go, you know, here's an example. I'll put my right arm straight out, the left arm straight out, bring the right arm in, left arm in. Now the fingertips of my right arm is touching the left elbow, and then the left arm's underneath, touching the right elbow, and then I'll open it up and make like a box. Call it my tut TV, if you will, right? So I'll open it, then I'll slide it and close it, and then put the hands together like the praying hands. And then, you know, you just go from there. You can open one up to a right hand tut, other one up to a left hand tut, drop the right one down, drop the left one down. So then you just put it together. Boom, boom, cat in box, close up, and right arm, left arm, down, you know, something like that. But any kind of tutting combination, like even in one of the other podcasts, I did a one-arm tut move where I just put the right arm up, grabbed the elbow, bent it, left the hand flat. You know what I mean? But always good to show a tutting combination to your beginner students because they learn it, and then they feel like, you know, like, I got it. I've been practicing. All my kids always come back, and they're like, look, Mr. Chris, first thing they show me is a tutting combination that I showed him. So that's number two. Here's the last one, number three. And this is the classic. You got to teach them the pancake. The pancake is the best dance ever. Put your right hand out, your left hand out, flip your right hand. Now let's begin. And then you just flip them back and forth like you're turning pancakes. But then you want to show it to them where they're breaking it down. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Your legs are moving. You got a little groove to it. They'll never forget it. I taught at a camp this summer called Flip Fest. First thing we did, I showed them waving, showed them tuts, and then I showed them the pancake. Didn't forget it all week. Every day I see them, Mr. Chris, look, got the pancake. Mr. Chris, look, got the wave. Good beginner moves. Now, there are lots of, I had to go through my list of moves. And I was thinking, I was like, you know, the coffee grinder is a good move, but I don't know if it's an introduction to your beginner students when they come in. I think anything where you have to go down and use your strength, you want to wait to introduce that after, you know what I mean, you do your things that you're doing standing up. You know what I mean? So after you do your wave, your king tut and your pancake, then you can go into your coffee grinder, your baby freeze, your elbow freeze, your handstand freeze, your six step, your CC, and stuff like that. But I do believe that these three, definitely beginner basic moves to get started. And don't be afraid in the middle of the season to do them again. You know what I mean? Just redo them. Always good for a refresher. So there it is. Recap. Number one is the wave. Number two, king tut. And number three, the pancake. And yes. And also, here's what I want you to check somebody out. Good friend of mine. Her name is Trisha Gomez. And she has great resources on her website. Website is www.danceinabox.com. And she has what's called Hip Hop in a Box. And it's, there's so many things you can do, but there's flashcards in there. And they have dances on there, like the train, the airplane, the King Kong. You know what I mean? So break the bat on the knee. And you can take the cards and put them, you know what I mean? Like for a class, you'd be like, we're going to do these four, you know? And then you put them together in the choreography. And also she shows you how to do it for 3 and 5 year olds, 5 to 7 year olds, 8 to 12 year olds, and teens. So definitely check out my girl, Trisha. Resources off the chain, Hip Hop in a Box. I mean, it's dope. You need it. So again, that website is www.danceinabox.com. There it is, episode number 63. Y'all, hope y'all having a great holiday season. Don't forget to pick up, you got Christmas coming, so you got to get that Santa Shuffle. Get Santa Shuffle on my Mr. Chris Holiday mixtape. Also, Xmas Hop is on there. So great Christmas music. Teach some dances on there. And if you post it, let me know. Shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. And I will put it on the front page of the website and showcase your studio. That's all I got. Yo, I'm up out of here. Be blessed. Keep doing what you do. And when you go back to class, kill them, y'all. Kill them. I'm out.
Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high. Come on, now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.